Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want to tonight speak to you, as I was looking to the Lord what to speak to you about tonight. The Lord said to me, I'm going to speak to you tonight about give no place to the devil. You know, the important thing to realize is that we go from faith to faith, from victory to victory. You are not a loser seeking to be a winner. In Christ, you've already been placed in a place of victory. Amen. Lift your hand, say, thank you, Father, for raising me in Christ Jesus. Think of that. Your born-again experience starts with being raised in Christ Jesus, seated in heavenly places, given all the promises that are yea and amen, and being made the righteousness of God in Christ. And then I've realized that in this life, it's not you trying to beg God to help you and beg God to, you know, make another way for you. No, it's for you and I to discover what God has already done for us. Hallelujah. That miracle you believe for, God's already planned it for you. Amen. Discovering what God has for your life. And so tonight I want to speak to you about give no place to the devil. It's important to be in a place of victory. Somebody say amen. It's important to live in faith. The just shall live by faith. If you allow the naturals, if you allow your feelings, you know, feelings, I've learned not to trust my feelings. Amen. How many of you have had a bad hair day? You just wake up and for no reason under the sun, you just feel bad. You just feel, you know, something is going to go wrong today. That's where you learn to take charge of those feelings. Everybody say, I walk by faith and not by feelings. Hallelujah. And so I want to read with you. Let's go to a scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. And those that are watching by live stream, we welcome you tonight. I know God's going to speak to you through his word. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody say, resist him. I always say this, he's seeking whom he may devour. So when he comes to you, he's asking, may I? Yeah. Amen. And you can either say, oh, well, I suppose you can do it. You must be right. You must be right that there's nothing good planned for me, that poverty is my future, that failure is just ingrained in me, that I just can't do it. You must be right that there's no hope for me, devil. So I'm going to join you. We're going to have a pity party. I'm gonna mourn my condition. Amen. The Bible says he takes away the mourning. He turns my mourning into dancing. He turns my sorrow into joy. It's the joy of the Lord that is my strength. Hallelujah. You know, we often hear that, doubt your doubts and believe God. Amen. Doubt your fears. Turn away from that. It's easy to be in fear. When you're in fear, you're in the flesh. When you're in the flesh, you're an easy prey for the enemy. The Bible says, resist him. So he seeks whom he may devour. So you give the permission. And there's many ways, of course, that we give the permission. Why is it so important that we resist the devil? Listen, Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, the devil comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So in Jesus' name, I rebuke that spirit of discouragement off you. You will not be stolen from. Amen. Amen. He said he comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We shout it from the rooftops. Listen, the devil already knows that in Christ you have the victory. I remember when I first got saved, I was trying to say, Pastor Fred, speak softly. Just now the devil hears you say that. And then what's going to happen to us? No, we shout and we praise and we rejoice and we make our statement of faith, because by faith we overcome. Hallelujah. Judah goes first. Your praise goes first. Your joy goes first. Hallelujah. Don't let go of your confidence. Amen. Give no place to the devil. So I don't want to give him place, because if he's got place, he's never going to use it to bless you. Amen. If the devil gets any space in your life, he will use it to destroy you. He hates you with a passion. And he's toxic to the core. He's the liar. Jesus said he's a murderer from the beginning. He's the father of lies. When he comes to you, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But not in my life, in the name of Jesus. Somebody raise your hand and say, I'm the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. It's so important that we give the devil no place. The Bible says, set your mind on things above. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? Set your mind on things above. Keep yourself busy with the things of God, because as you think, so are you. The things that you think about gain traction in your life. Amen. All you need to do is think a bit about how hard it is, and after a little while, you'll have a good pity party. Amen. But you get out of that. I remember, you know, when God blessed us with our second house, we believed God by faith. We bought our second house, and it was a huge step of faith. I mean, we could only just afford it. Only just by faith afford it. Amen. Eating puttu for dinner afford it. And we moved into the house, and no sooner had we moved into the house, and the interest rate shot up. And that was a time when the economy, how many of you remember when the interest rate shot up to 24%? You know how much that is? It's huge. And I was feeling very poor. I was feeling discouraged. And I was walking, and then the Lord said to me, Johnny, have you got nothing to be thankful for? And so I took my mind off the problem. Tell your neighbor, take your mind off the problem. Put your mind on God. Put your thoughts on the Lord. Hallelujah. And I started giving. I said, Lord, while I don't really have much to be thankful for, you know, I'd feel so. You know, when the battle's tough, the enemy wants to surround your senses with everything that is negative. And, you know, I stood there. And he said to me, have you really got nothing to thank me for? And I was standing like this by my swimming pool, holding the fence. Never forget. And I said, well, Lord, I suppose I can thank you for the fence around my swimming pool. At least my kids won't drown. Amen. And he said, what else? Well, thank God I've got a swimming pool. Amen. And just then my dog come running around the corner. Oh, Lord, thank you for my dog. And then I realized, man, this dog's always barking at my lawnmower. I said, Lord, thank you for a dog that barks at my lawnmower. Amen. You know, and then thank you for my hands. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my wife. And within a short while, by setting my mind on things above, I walked onto that patio a loser. I left that patio a conqueror in Christ. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, set your mind on things above. Hallelujah. It's so important. Give no place to the devil. Don't harp on wrongs done to you. You know, all day thinking, oh, this person did wrong to me, and everybody's good at me. Oh, my, somebody did me wrong song. Listen, you're not the only person in the world. If you live in this body, somebody's going to do you wrong. Amen. Is there anybody here that's never had somebody do you a wrong? It comes with the territory. Amen. Learn how to cope with that. If they do you wrong, don't get offended. Forgive them. Bless them. And realize today that they have no power in your life except what you give them. Jesus said to Pilate when he stood there, Pilate said to him, don't you know that I can kill you? I can have you killed right now. And Jesus said, you have no authority over me. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. People that do you wrong have only the authority you give them. If you bless them, that curse you, you take authority because the kingdom is an authority. Hallelujah. So get those things out of your mind. Don't sing the somebody did me wrong song. Don't have pity parties. Amen. Apply mercy, apply grace. Bless them. Do what Jesus said. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Amen. And realize today that your life is in God's hands. It's never in man's hands. Can I say that again tonight? Realize that you belong to God. You don't belong to people. Nobody can do what they want. Yeah, they can do what they want, but they cannot have authority in your life. God can bless you in the midst of a curse. God can promote you while everybody's against you. That's why David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You cause my cup to overflow. Hallelujah. Blessing in the middle of a curse. Promotion in the middle of everybody getting fired. Yay, glory to God. You set the atmosphere over your life. Give no place to the devil. Don't allow that. When you wake up in the morning and you feel, you know what I do when I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling down, I start saying I'm feeling well. I start saying something good is about to happen. Something good is about to happen. Something good is in store. And my wife says, oh, you sound happy this morning. What's going on? I said, God's going to do great things today. Hallelujah. You're overcome by the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't submit. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to take charge in your life. Hallelujah. Even though what they did seems like it's prospering, even that shall be turned to work together for good for you. Amen. Come on, somebody lift your hand and say, God's in control of my life. I give no place to the devil. Hallelujah. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Hallelujah. And I love it. God starts blessing in the presence of your enemies. It even makes them more mad. Hallelujah. Because they can't touch you. Whatever they do, whatever they throw at you, don't stick to you. And listen, don't try to defend yourself. Oh, it's my reputation. You had no reputation before you got saved anyway. Amen. Before you got saved, you were a real mucho. Amen. You're an ugly sinner. You were drunk. You were swearing. You were a sinner to the core. Now suddenly you say, oh, I must protect my honor. You got no honor. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. It's all about him. And if they dig up dirt and say, oh, yeah, such was I. Amen. But I've been saved. I've been redeemed. I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been blessed of God. He favors me. Amen. I'm the apple of God's eye. Someone tell your neighbor, give no place to the devil. Don't sing a sad song. Sing a glad song. Hallelujah. You know how else to keep shrugging those things? Always have a faith project. I just cut to the core because my time's up. Always have a faith project in your hand. Can I say it again? Always have a faith. Because when you're in faith, you watch yourself because you can't afford to talk negative. You can't afford to. You keep yourself. Amen. Have a faith project. Have something you believe in God for. Keep pressing. Don't get busy with other people's business. The surest way to get all knotted up in things that you will never be able to change is to be a busybody in other people's business. You know, like Peter, he said, Lord, what about this one? Because they heard that John will never die. Somebody said, John will never die. Jesus said, what's that to you? If I want him to live forever, what's that to you? You follow me. Amen. Come on, somebody lift your hand and say, I've got my own victory. I've got my own promises. I've got my own God, my own future, my own walk. Hallelujah. God never in this Bible says you are subject to other people. He is your king. He is your God. He's the one that will make it come to pass. Don't ask other people if they agree. The worst thing you can do when you're trying to press is getting somebody else to agree. Amen. I've even learned sometimes a walk of faith is a lone walk. It's a walk where you keep... You know what I've learned? You know, stay in faith. When you're feeling down, say nothing. When you feel up, say everything. Amen. Speak while it's going good. Refuse to speak when it's going bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is with me. God's on my side. And I give no place to the devil. Father, I bless your servants. I bless the house of God. I thank you with you, Father, all things shall be possible. I thank you that you reveal to each one the things that God has prepared for those who love them, Father. You know each one personally. You know each one according to your call and the destiny, the plans that you have for them, Father, shall be revealed tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for strengthening them. Spirit of God, open eyes to faith, and thank you, Lord, that there's victory in you. Thank you that your anointing and your power rests on every saint. And everybody said, amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.